Officially, Joshua Burford is the Assistant Director for Sexual and Gender Diversity at UNC Charlotte's Multicultural Resource Center. Unofficially, you can call him a collector, at least since April. He's amassed 50 boxes worth of local LGBT history, mostly through donations.
This came with the Rain donation, and they are the posters from the Gay Bingo series.
He's brought out some of it to this special meeting with the University Special Collections librarians. The boxes are full of photos, mementos, and letters.
This is Bob Barrett's hate mail that he received during his activism.
Barrett was an openly gay counseling professor and gay rights activist in the early 1990s.
It is breathtaking and terrible.
Handwritten.
Yeah, so like pre-email, people writing him hate mail.
Wow.
And then people putting their name on this stuff.
In one letter from 1994, a man writes, "When the devil takes you of AIDS, the general public will rejoice." And that's one of the milder letters. Burford believes he's found evidence of Charlotte's first unofficial gay bar. It was in a landmark hotel on North Tryon Street downtown that became a gathering place for gay men on Thursday nights.
It was from 1940. Mm-hmm. It was in the Behringer Hotel. And there's a woman still alive in Charlotte who worked there.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so the goal is to go and meet her. She apparently has a picture of inside of the bar. Like an original picture of inside the bar, yeah.
The collection also includes a piece of an AIDS memorial quilt from a local family after their son died, and campaign posters for Sue Henry, the first openly lesbian candidate to run for mayor in 1995. Librarian Meredith Evans partnered with Burford to help build a permanent home for the items through the special collection.
The goal is to make sure that there are materials that people can review and research and use to continue the legacy of this community and gain new insights. We want to be that safe haven and that hub for conversation to enlighten people and just to keep the dialogue going.
And this summer, the conversation continues at the Levine Museum of the New South when pieces from the archives will be on display in a new exhibit. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.